The Rays trying to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Red Sox. Bark in the Park Day in St. Pete. We pick up the action. 1-0 Rays in the second. Jake Odorizzi looking good.
There's a swing and a miss on the pitch up. We have seen that cutter more.
That's absolutely the truth.
Swing and a miss.
And now the left-hander throws. Swinging a ground ball left side. Backhanded by Bogaerts and juggles the baseball. It's an infield hit. Sucre scores and it's Rays 2, Boston nothing. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a high deep drive to right field. There's the first hit and there's the first two runs and there goes the lead. It's a two-run homer for Jackie Bradley Jr. It's a 2-2 tie.
There's a fly ball back into deep left. All the way back to the wall. Gone! Home run for Sucre. Ground ball shortstop Echeverria. Second base one. First base two. Rays win it.
Alex Colome with his 45th save as the Rays snap a three-game skid, taking it 3-2. Evan Longoria, two hits and two RBIs. Jake Odorizzi, his ninth win, allowing two runs on just one hit in six innings of work. Mookie Betts had to leave the game in the fifth inning because of a right thumb contusion. The Rays snap a three-game skid. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after.
We needed to bounce back after two tough losses. Odo threw the ball really, really well, to say the least. Was no-hitter again into the sixth. And then the homer by Bradley ended that, but he still pitched a heck of a ball game for us. Bullpen came in and did their thing. And then Jesus Sucre, you know, they tie it up, and he answers right back. Those answered runs are they carry a lot of weight when they happen for us, against us, and we saw that today in our favor.
Sometimes we're guilty of not giving the closer a lot of love unless he blows one.
Mm-hmm.
Alex comes in today and picks up like nothing happened.
Yeah, and even with the hit, he's totally fine out there. His focus is to get a guy to hit a ground ball, and good thing we got Hetch to get it to Brad. A really good turn on his part because Roger Davis doesn't get doubled up very often. But it was good to see Alex come in there, pound the strike zone, and basically do what he's done all year.
And, of course, you've said it all year. You're not surprised by that. He's got the attitude.
No, not at all. I wasn't even kind of the what took place on Friday night. I was confident that he was he would bounce back whenever that opportunity came up again for him.
The thing on Friday, he didn't have his cutter. Did he have it today?
Yeah, he threw some good ones. I mean, it's not that he didn't have it. He couldn't command it. Yeah. That's his big weapon, his big pitch. He pitches off of his cutter. He uses that like most people use a fastball. And when you don't have that, it put him behind, and he just wasn't able to quite figure it out on the mound that day, but he figured it out today. It was a good day. Yep. Opportunities are kind of few and far between for him. Seems like he's gotten a handful of starts here against some left-handed pitching, and a couple of those are tied with Chris Sale. That's not always ideal because it doesn't really matter lefty or righty. He's difficult, but he came in with three hits today. Ground ball up the middle, ground ball to the right side, and then a liner down the line. Comfortable at bats.
Jesus Sucre with the go-ahead home run. He spoke to the media after the game.
I was kind of joking with that guy because he's one of my best friends back from Venezuela. And then when I get my first hit, he was looking at me when I was in second. He's like, I'm not going to throw you any fastball. So he did. He only threw me one fastball right there. I was set up in the off-speed. He's pretty good swing on the slider.
You've had some big hits this year. I mean, it's been a nice opportunity. How do you feel about the season, the way it's worked out?
Yeah. I mean, I come last couple of years when I was with Seattle. I never get the opportunity to play too much like I've been doing it here. And I think that's it right there. They've been giving me that good opportunity this year. I've been playing a little more. And then I think when you play kind of more, the timing is there and you're going to do better. For me, it's an honor to be here and catch him because it's great. And he's, like I said, every time he go out there and pound the song, I don't think hitters got the chance because cutters, that's way nasty.
Up next, the Rays begin a brief series at home against the Cubs on Tuesday. Chris Archer on the hill.